Love can build a bridge. Download the mobile reader app to read the novel Love Can Build a Bridge full story online. Chapter 1. The Bates Are So Disgusting. Vanessa, what are you up to? Are you trying to run away from home? Just as Vanessa James was about to go downstairs with her suitcase, she heard her sister-in-law, Ella Bates, talking to her. Instead of giving any responses, Vanessa spared her an indifferent glance and continued to go down the steps. When Vanessa reached downstairs, she happened to bump into her mother-in-law, Julia Bates, who always looked down upon her. "Where are you going with a suitcase at this hour?" Julia asked with disdain laced in her gaze. After getting married into the Bates family for 3 years, Vanessa knew that Julia was about to make things difficult for her. If it was in the past, she would apologize and coax Julia carefully. However, things were different now. Since she no longer wanted to be with her husband, Killian Bates, how could she possibly put up with this bad-tempered woman anymore? "Wherever." "Don't worry, Mrs. Bates. I won't come back here again." Her voice was cold, and she was no longer as humble as before. When Julia saw the sudden change in her attitude, her face darkened at once. "Vanessa, is this how you treat the elders?" Vanessa raised her eyebrows. "I'm just treating you the same way you treat me." Hearing that, Julia was bent out of shape. "Do you even still see me as your mother-in-law?" Looking at Julia with a smile, Vanessa replied, "Sorry, you won't be my mother-in-law soon." As soon as she finished speaking, a car honked from outside the villa. "I'm leaving now. You can do whatever you want with the things I left in the room. I don't want them anymore. All that I ask is for you not to contact me again from now on." Dragging her suitcase with her slowly, she added, "The Bates are so disgusting." Julia had yet to understand what Vanessa meant by saying that she would no longer be her daughter-in-law soon when she heard her calling the Bates disgusting. She flew into a rage at once. "Vanessa, are you crazy? I'm going to tell Killian that you, Mom, did you see Vanessa? She was carrying her suitcase just now. Could it be that she wanted me to make her stay by walking past me on purpose?" As Ella descended the stairs, she saw Julia standing still at the front door, so she sauntered over, tugged at her mother's sleeve and asked, "Mom, what's wrong?" Julia had a complicated expression on her face. If it was in the past, Vanessa would always yield to her whenever she mentioned Killian. However, today, Vanessa left decisively without looking back. The sports car outside sped away. Julia walked out and only caught sight of its taillights. She left? Ella followed suit and quirked her lips. "Whatever. Louise is back now. Even if Vanessa doesn't leave now, Killian will still drive her out sooner or later." Julia felt that her words made sense. Now that Louise Keeler was back, it was smart of Vanessa to leave on her own. Sitting in the Porsche, Vanessa flipped through the divorce agreement. After reading the terms, she dropped her signature without any hesitation. At the sight of that, her friend, Nicole Clark, clicked her tongue. "That's it?" she asked while driving. Vanessa snapped the cap on her pen. "Or what?" Killian's first love was back. There was nothing else Vanessa could do. 3 years were neither too long nor too short. Vanessa used to think that she could warm up Killian's heart, no matter how cold it was. However, she was wrong. Louise was the only one he loved. Vanessa felt that she was indeed shameless. Back then, she had forced Killian to marry her by using repaying her favor as the reason. For 3 years, she had trapped herself in a loveless marriage. Now that Louise was back, Vanessa would naturally have to give up her position as Killian's wife. After all, Killian had been keeping his virginity for the sake of Louise. Yes, throughout the 3 years, Killian had never made love to Vanessa, not even once. No outsiders knew about this, or else she would end up as a laughingstock. Anyway, 3 years of hopeless marriage was enough to quell her 7 years of infatuation. Vanessa covered her eyes with her hand. She didn't want Nicole to see her tears. No matter how free and easy one could be, anyone would still feel sad when their 10 years of love didn't receive a good ending. Soon, the red sports car pulled up outside the company building. Raising her sunglasses, Nicole said, "We are here. Vanessa, go ahead and do whatever you want. I've got your back." Then, Nicole blew a kiss to her. Vanessa smiled, "All right. I'm entering now." It was going to be difficult to toss the divorce agreement at Killian in a way that was both domineering and graceful at the same time. With the agreement in her hand, Vanessa pushed open the door and got out of the car. It wasn't her first time coming to his company, Grand Walk Company, nor was it the first time she was treated perfunctorily by the receptionist. "Miss James, you can't enter without an appointment. Mr. Bates is very busy. If everyone can meet him without an appointment, what's the point of me as a receptionist?" Even a receptionist had the guts to be disrespectful to her. In the past 3 years, she had never been called Mrs. Bates in his company. Clear enough, Killian had never taken her seriously. Vanessa looked down, letting out a soft chuckle. "The staff training here is pretty bad. Why do I have to make an appointment to see Killian when I am his wife? It seems like being his wife is pretty boring." She cast a cold glance at the receptionist before walking to the elevator. It was the first time the receptionist had seen Vanessa behaving like this. After being stunned for a moment, she let out a snort. Nevertheless, she was worried that something would happen, so she immediately called to inform Killian's secretary about it. Hence, Killian was aware of Vanessa's arrival. "I'm not seeing her," he frowned. There was a meeting that he needed to attend in another 5 minutes. His secretary, Gavin Harris, hummed an acknowledgement and left. As soon as Gavin walked out of the office, he saw Vanessa coming over. She had dressed herself well today, which made her look gentle and dignified. Gavin felt that she was somewhat different today. "Gavin," Vanessa greeted him. Before Gavin could say anything, she directly entered Killian's office and said, "Excuse me, Mr. Bates. I need you to sign an agreement." She strode toward the man at the desk and put the divorce agreement in front of him. "Sign it." Chapter 2. What trick are you playing this time? Killian didn't say anything. The atmosphere in the office was so oppressive that it was hard to even breathe properly. After a moment of stalemate, Vanessa shrugged and said, "Fine, I won't disturb you, then. See you at the courthouse at 9 on Monday morning." Then, she tucked her strands of hair behind her ear. Congratulations, Killian. You're free now. You've finally gotten rid of me, the shameless woman. Looking at him, Vanessa let out a self-deprecating laugh. What trick are you playing this time? Killian finally parted his lips, but his words were as hurtful as ever. Don't worry. I'm serious this time. It's the only chance for you to get rid of me, so you'd better not waste it. Tears were slowly misting over her eyes. She didn't want to lose her dignity by crying in front of him. Hence, she turned around and left in her heels. It wasn't until she had completely disappeared from his sight that Killian reached for the divorce agreement prepared by Vanessa's lawyer. It was stated that she wouldn't take any property from him. He wasn't surprised that Vanessa wanted a divorce. After all, he hadn't taken her as his wife in the past 3 years. However, it had never occurred to him that she would part ways with him without asking anything from him. Vanessa was a greedy woman. When the Bates family asked her what she wanted in return for saving his mother back then, she boldly said that she wanted to marry him. Nevertheless, little did the woman know that he had already carried out the property notarization before their marriage. He thought of driving her away without involving property dispute when he couldn't stand her anymore. Killian felt that Vanessa was playing another trick on him this time. With a sneer, he tossed the divorce agreement aside, not taking it seriously. When Vanessa stepped out of the building, Nicole's flashy sports car was there. As soon as she walked over, Nicole opened the front passenger door and asked, "How was it? Did he sign it?" She got in and replied, "No. That's weird. Louise is back now. Shouldn't he be in a hurry to get a divorce?" After buckling up, Vanessa shot her a glare. "Are you doing this on purpose, Nicole?" If it wasn't for the sake of their 20-year friendship, Vanessa would have beaten her up for saying that. Touching the tip of her nose guiltily, Nicole said, "Well, it's my first time seeing someone divorcing with such high spirits. I just want to know if you have really given up on him or if you're just angry with him." "Zip it, Nicole." Vanessa didn't want to talk to her friend anymore. She closed her eyes, shutting herself off from this world. Half an hour later, the sports car came to a stop. Unfastening her seat belt, Vanessa said, "Thanks." She got out of the car and went to the trunk to get her suitcase. Sitting in the car, Nicole sent her two flying kisses. "Don't cry secretly, Vanny. Love you a lot." Then, the red sports car drove off. Vanessa was rendered speechless as she thought about what a bad friend Nicole was. The cleaner had cleaned up her villa in advance. "Nika, open the door," Vanessa called. Soon, the sandalwood door in front of her opened automatically as a robotic voice came through. "Welcome home, master. Nika, turn on the air conditioner." Vanessa carried her suitcase to the master bedroom on the second floor. After unpacking her luggage, she poured herself a glass of warm water and drank half of it. Vanessa was in a daze when tears coursed down her face. Thinking of what Nicole said earlier, she couldn't help despising herself a little. Now that she was on her own, she couldn't stifle her emotions anymore and broke down in tears at the table. She had loved Killian for 10 years. However, in the end, other than a humiliating and torturous 3-year marriage, what else did she get? She was not reconciled. Unfortunately, there was nothing that could be done. Killian didn't even love her in the first place. After leaving the Bates residence, Vanessa spent the next 2 days in misery. She kept sleeping, but she couldn't sleep well and had a lot of strange dreams. Vanessa dreamed of the year she was 15. She naively thought that the old woman needed help, but little did she expect that she was just prey in that woman's eyes. When those people tried to drag her into the car, she was terror-stricken. However, such tragedies often happened in that narrow and dark alley. No one would save her, nor would anyone dare to do so. Just as she gave up on struggling, the boy kicked the kidnappers away and grabbed her hand, fleeing the dangerous place. Vanessa didn't know how long they ran, and her feet only came to a stop after the boy did the same. When they were running, she had no time to take a clear look at his looks. It wasn't until they stopped that she realized how handsome the boy was. His eyes were as black as ink, and they looked extremely charming. All it took was a glance for her to fall for him. After a narrow escape, she asked expectantly amidst her nervousness, "What's your name?" "Killian Bates." His voice was as alluring as his eyes. It was the first time that Vanessa found her heart beating so fast. "Thank you for saving me. You're safe now. Bye, I'm leaving." He loosened his grip and turned around to leave. She caught up with him subconsciously. "Killian, can I?" However, the next second, the boy transformed into an adult all of a sudden and looked at her frostily. "What trick are you playing this time, Vanessa?" Vanessa jerked awake. The alarm clock on the side kept ringing. Frowning, she touched the corners of her eyes that were wet. "Nika, turn off the alarm clock." Right after the clock stopped ringing, the room returned to silence. Vanessa took her phone and saw a cheering message from Nicole that had been sent half an hour ago. Yes, today was Monday, the day when she was supposed to get a divorce from Killian. Download the mobile reader app to read the novel Love Can Build a Bridge full story online.